And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, separated by spirit and by the Holy Spirit. Also, Meshuggah News, the Changing History Edition. We're going to look at then, and then we're going to look at now. Get it? Now. And today's Facebook post, know it, and then God will show it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. Yep, we're going to cover it. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. Yesterday didn't feel good. My stomach really hurting me. I took some medicine. And then I went home, and I thought that was bad. And then I got home, and my dog got sick and was throwing up. And I thought, wow, we are like together, connected. That's life's insanities. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. So there. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Got to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is praising North Korea's recent restraint.
Tillerson says he's pleased the North has not launched any missiles or taken any other provocative measures since being hit with UN Security Council sanctions earlier this month.
The regime in Pyongyang has certainly demonstrated some level of restraint that we've not seen in the past.
He says the U.S. needs to see more.
We hope that this is the beginning of this a signal that we've been looking for.
Of a potential pathway to future talks. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Remains have been found inside the USS John McCain one day after the military ship collided with an oil tanker off of Southeast Asia. April Brandon tells WXYZ TV in Detroit the Navy came to her home to tell her that her son, Kenneth Smith, was missing in the ship collision near Singapore.
A naval officer came over to tell me that he was missing. And that's the last update that we had.
The collision before dawn on Monday near Singapore tore a gaping hole in the McCain's left rear hull and flooded adjacent compartments, including crew berths and machinery and communications rooms. Five sailors were injured. President Trump's announcement last night of continued operations in Afghanistan will mean new deployments to the troubled country will happen pretty quickly, according to General Joseph Vattel. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. is sending the Taliban a message.
This entire effort is intended to put pressure on the Taliban to have the Taliban understand you will not win a battlefield victory. We may not win one, but neither will you. And so at some point, we have to come to the negotiating table and find a way to bring this to an end.
Last night, President Trump warned against repeating what he said were mistakes in Iraq, where an American military withdrawal led to a vacuum that the Islamic State group quickly filled. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 196 points. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Following the horrible events in Charlottesville, Virginia, the public seems deeply alarmed at the deep and dangerous divisions in the country. But what are the substantive issues that actually divide the United States? When it comes to hate festivals staged by neo-Nazis and the KKK, there's virtually no disagreement. Nearly every American, left or right, and certainly including President Trump, strongly condemns the racial extremism of such fringe groups. But all sides also agree they have a right to rally if they avoid encouraging or practicing violence. Meanwhile, overwhelming majorities of Americans support more economic growth, tax reform that lowers rates, better border security, health care reform that maximizes choice and slows the rise in premiums, a stronger military, and a cautious foreign policy. While the media love to dramatize bitter feuds over the president's personality, on more substantive questions of policy, Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and leftists are hardly as polarized as the most hysterical voices on all sides love to suggest. I'm Michael Medved.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I should let you know, which I haven't done last hour, didn't do it at all, that if you want to reach me, David Spoon, at kprz.com. Great way to go about that. You can send me an email. We have a Facebook page, the David Spoon Experience. We have, what else do we have? We have the DavidSpoon.com is another place you can go to see a few other pictures and our podcasts, which are connected to KPRZ.com. If you ever are wondering if there is a subject we have covered, we have not covered every single subject there is known to mankind. But we have covered a lot of them in doing probably about 2,400 hours or so of shows. There's a lot of stuff we have covered. And probably about 6,000, getting closer to 6 anyway, on the DDD, Devotional Diamonds of the Day. Let's get ready to do our next one. And that way you can be thinking about this as you're thinking about something else at the same time. It's like chewing gum and walking at the same time. You can do two things at once. Don't forget, on Thursday, Lee Strobel going to be joining us. And then next week, Pastor Chris Gordon going to be joining us. Should be lots of fun. This is called Separated by Spirit and the Holy Spirit. Separated by Spirit and the Holy Spirit. Leviticus chapter 8. Been getting into Leviticus lately. Wow. Leviticus chapter 8, verses 10 through 11 say this: Then Moses took the anointing oil and put it on the tent of the Lord's presence and everything that was in it. And in this way, he dedicated it all to the Lord. He took some of the oil and sprinkled it 7 times on the altar and its equipment and on the basin and its base in order to dedicate them to the Lord. in order to dedicate them to the Lord. There is, unfortunately, in Christianity, a resistance in the framework of the Trinity because there are have been some theological abuses and some people making too much of a show or a party with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we can tell you right now that that is super unfortunate, but that does not negate that those of us who are Bible-believing, born-again Christians who believe that there is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one in three and three in one, it's one essence, three persons, if you're looking for the theological definitions. And there is a lot of reservation in the West and in our country to understand or to talk about the Holy Spirit. There's just something weird about the whole thing. There's a lot of people that go, I really, it's just too much. I really don't understand it. And they're thinking, let's see, there's the Father, there's the Son, and there's the Holy Spirit. Jesus did the work here in earthly form so as to become one of us to help us. He was then went through the process of the ascension and then sent the Holy Spirit to continue his ministry until he returns. Which part of that am I not getting? What? Why is that hard? I don't know. I do like what my wife says. I mean, she said it before. It's a cool way to say it. But, you know, like if you think of the sun as the sun, like the sun is in the light, you can think of the Holy Spirit as the sunlight. Some people stay in the darkness and they stay in the shadows and they don't want to be touched by the sun and by the sunshine, and the sunlight, but others of us do. The Holy Spirit is shown in Leviticus and in Revelation, by the way, as the anointing oil that separates, that consecrates, that distinguishes between that which is plain and that which is holy. I need to talk about this because this is really, really, really important. When you became a Christian, when you said yes, when you acknowledged the testimony of God, whether you accepted, received, said yes, jumped up and down, don't care. The Holy Spirit took up a residency in you. And you're thinking, what? No, the Holy Spirit lives inside you. You are, in fact, the temple. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now think of that. The Holy Spirit lives in you, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. What sets you apart from the world is not your brilliance, because the world's got plenty of brilliant people. We got plenty of sin and plenty of brilliant people. What separates you is the Spirit of the living God that exists inside of you and, from a ministry point of view, also comes upon you. If you're not sure about the Holy Spirit coming upon somebody, do me a favor and just read the book of Acts where the Holy Spirit fell on people. Hello. If you fall on them, you tend to come upon them. Call me a genius. But the Spirit of God in you, that's the part of you that hears what the world says. That's the part of you connected to the Lord that hears what Satan says, that hears what your flesh says and goes, no, no. That's what it's talking about when it says that the Spirit of God in you fights against the flesh. That's what's going on. That warfare inside of you is you touched by the Spirit of God, and then you, the old you, and the clash between the two. Don't you understand that that war has been going on? It's judicially over, but practically in process. And when the world does something and your spirit grates and you go, oh, I hate that. What do you think that is inside of you? Do you think that's just you being right and everybody else being wrong? Or is that the Spirit of the living God going, ugh? There is a sin problem prevailing in humanity. Everybody trying to make it a skin problem. It's a sin problem. And inside of you is the Spirit of the living God. in you to separate you and dedicate you to the Lord, which is why Scripture says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't make the Holy Spirit sad. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because it's that Holy Spirit that sets you apart for the Lord. In 2 Corinthians, there's an entire chapter devoted to the reality, it's chapter 3 in 2 Corinthians, that this world will never get you and you won't get the world because the world never got Jesus in the context of they didn't understand the things of God, the Spirit of God, and that's who's living inside of you, and that's why there's that conflict. So my point in bringing all of that up is for you to understand that the Holy Spirit inside you is what separates you. You think it makes you different. You can't possibly think it's because you think, oh, I think this book is great. Really? It's the Spirit of the living God that's inside of you that distinguishes you from the world. And that which the Holy Spirit is anointed on, especially in the temple, is dedicated to the holiness of God. Everybody thinks of the word holy, and they think somebody's like, it's perfect, it's perfect. Holy is separated, sanctified for the work of God. It's perfect in the capacity that it's not common. It's not worldly or fleshly. Guess what? You're not supposed to be either. You're separated by the Holy Spirit for the Lord and for the things of the Lord, which is why we got to stop this grieving and we got to stop this quenching. And we need to recognize that it's that Holy Spirit in us, the same Holy Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead, that operates in us and will raise us from the dead. Stop grieving the Holy Spirit because you don't understand or you don't think you understand, and follow his leading as you have been commanded to in the Scriptures. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
President Abraham Lincoln is often remembered for this quote, "I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. My own wisdom and that of all about me seemed insufficient for the day." Well, like President Lincoln, I have been there, and I imagine you have too. If you don't know where else to turn today, why not go to your knees and humbly ask God for his help? I don't know what your relationship with God is, but I do know that God is good and that God loves you and cares about every part of your life today. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's love on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
I would say one of the big things, please don't isolate.
When you face a difficult situation, remember, you're not alone. Here's some encouragement from Tom Yoy on Focus on the Family Minute.
Please try to find a safe person to talk to, to confide in, to come alongside you in this time and support you, pray for you, and realize that God is not your adversary in this. He's your ally. Draw close to him because he knows your pain. He feels that pain. He understands it perfectly. And so you can take great comfort in that relationship. Draw strength from him.
Yes, draw close to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then work on your physical. Eat well. Sleep. Get exercise.
Something.
Those things are so important for your own mental, emotional, spiritual health.
Drawing close to God in the midst of a struggle is the best thing you can do. More encouragement at FamilyMinute.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
And I pray the Lord my soul to keep me through your grace.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise. Wait, let me get this frog out of my throat. The Christian Station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to, you are welcome to check out the book that I wrote. It is a more difficult book to read. I think it is. I've reread it the fifth time. I think it's got some good stuff in it, but it's not the easiest read. I will say, there are moments where you are definitely challenged. It's found under either under churchdisappointment.com or hisappointment.com. Or you go to Amazon and just type in David Spoon. You get past the books that have spoons on them because there's like 50 trillion of them because for some reason spoons is a really big issue for books. And then once you get past all those, somewhere in there is the book I wrote. Just got to figure that out. Let's get ready for our next segment. It's a unique one. It is called Michigan News, the Changing History Edition.
Michigan News.
Eh, so good. Give it go, it's great.
The Michigan News.
You know, all we got to do is come up with a dance for that. I think that's all you really need because it's got that right in there. Michigan News, the Changing History Edition, by the way. A couple things to tell you. One, two, or three of these are meh. But there are two of these that are doozies. And when I say doozies, I mean, life-changing doozies. Doozy doozies. All right, so there was going to be a march on Google in regards to the frustration that they've had, I guess, on campus with the different people who have different points of view, one being that men and women could possibly be different. I have a hard time with this. Again, and I give Russell Shubin a lot of credit. You know, if you don't know there's a difference between men and women biologically, go watch Kindergarten Cop. It's probably in like the 15th minute you're going to find out, oh, yeah, men and women, they're not the same. Who needs some paper to say that men and women aren't the same? Who needs that? Anyway, they were going to do this march on Google. Guess what? It was canceled because the left wing had threatened violence against people who were going to do the march. Doesn't seem like that's, you know, a big idea or big proponent of free speech. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say is that free speech has now become the real big difficulty in our nation. And in, I guess, the Antifa, I don't even know why they call themselves that. They're trying to be anti-fascist. They're 10 times more Nazis than the Nazis. It's so dumb. And in fact, the New York Times op-ed, if you want to talk about unbelievable, they have an op-ed in the New York Times, get this, that says it's time to end free speech. That's the newspaper, the New York Times, an op-ed, time to end free speech. The newspaper thinks that we should end free speech. You can't get, let me take you down the road of history. Do you know what dope is? Give me a moment, okay? Being Jewish, give me a moment. Dope is the Department of Public Enlightenment. DOPE. D-O-P-E. That's the department that was tasked with teaching the public what was good and what was bad for the public. That group served Adolf Hitler. In Germany, they were called the Department of Public Enlightenment, where they didn't want any free speech. They just wanted their position known, and every other position was against the people in the nation and was to be brought down. That's what they're talking about. That's the New York Times. Guess what? If the New York Times doesn't believe in free speech, get rid of your op-ed. That would be the first thing that would happen. It's getting to be a little strange. But don't worry. Don't get upset. Though the mountains be shaken, though the earth be removed into the sea, don't be afraid. There is this other movement, and I think you're well aware of this, that in our society, there are a group of people that think that we should eliminate all offensive monuments. I don't know if you know who George Santana is. He's the guy that said that those that cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Okay, that guy was born, I think it was 1863, something like that, way before Winston Churchill. So Winston Churchill was not the one to say it. Anyway, they want to get rid of all the offensive monuments, and there's two things I have to say. As a Jew, I say if you're going to do that, you got to take the pyramids down because those were built by Jewish slaves. So pyramids have to come down first because we've got a 4,000, 5,000-year prior on that, right? And number two, here's the problem. The problem is who determines what's offensive. Let's say the Antifa decides the Bible is offensive. Let's say they decide that biblical truth is offensive. Then they want to take the Bible away. Oh, wait. They're already doing that. You're not even allowed in the free park in England to use the Bible in any passages on homosexuality. Well, I guess they're already doing that. And I went through all that stuff, but I came down to this. This is the one. This is my Achilles heel. Yesterday was the big eclipse. Some of you probably saw it. Some of you probably thought you saw it. Some of you saw it through a camera, through a television, through the internet. Somebody saw something, right? Here you go. The Atlantic Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Atlantic Magazine? It's a very, very nobody knows magazine, but it is very left wing. And here's what they said, and tell me if you can work this out. I'm just asking you to help me work it out. The eclipse, not the coverage, the eclipse is racist. The eclipse is racist. Because the Atlantic paper says not enough black people are interested. Therefore, the eclipse is racist. So the reason that I decided that perhaps this version should be changing history version is I'm waiting to figure out who's going to get blamed for the racist eclipse. I promise you, somehow, it's Donald Trump's fault. It's just in some capacity, in some way. And then I thought about this, and only a few people will appreciate this. If it's racist because not enough black people are connected to it, which, by the way, I think there is racism. I just don't think an eclipse is one of those things. Is hockey next? Because there's not as many black athletes in hockey as there are in other sports. So is hockey also racist? Because, you know, it is played on ice. And that should give you pause all by itself. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here on San Diego, California. Hey, we're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend, Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electrogun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
With every delivery, you should get a receipt. Well, Dr. Tony Evans says that's exactly what happened when Jesus delivered us spiritually. He explains as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:18, we fight an invisible war against an invisible enemy in an invisible sphere, but it affects us in our earthly realm. It's called the schemes of the devil. He is cunning. He has underground mines that you don't know are there, and you step on them, and all of a sudden they explode. And what does God want you to do? He wants you to, two words, stand firm. Don't you want to storm the enemy's camp in a war? Why would he say, stand firm? He wants you to stand firm because Jesus has already won the offensive victory. That's why I want you to stand firm. You're not in this war to fight the win. You're in this war to take care of the ground already won. Victory has already been won for you at Calvary. That's the problem why we have so many defeated Christians. They're still fighting to win. If you're fighting to win, you're not fighting the battle that Jesus fought, because the battle that Jesus fought was already won at Calvary. We saw that in Colossians chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. He has already embarrassed the principalities and the powers. He defeated them. So what must you do? Stand firm.
Learn more about the victory Christ died to give you. Get a copy of Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare, and find new hope whether you're dealing with relational concerns or tougher issues like sexual or emotional problems, substance abuse, and so on. Visit TonyEvans.org today to get the details and make your request. That's TonyEvans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. If you didn't like that last comment I made, send me an email, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. What did I say? I said that hockey is going to be considered racist. Why? Because it's played on ice. Get it? All right, here we go. We've got our next That's right, I said it. Get over it. Tell me, an eclipse. Come on. It's not a skin problem. It's a sin problem. Come on, people. All right, here we go. Our next DDD devotional diamond of the day. It's called Now? Now? Let's see how many different ways I can say that. Now? Now? Acts chapter 1, verse 6 through 7. So when they came together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Jesus replied, it's not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. This passage has been the subject of much eschatological arguments on the end times. How does this fit in? How does this not fit in? By the way, it's the next verse that says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's verse 8, and you shall be my witnesses. We understand the purpose of the Spirit of God being upon us is not for anything other than to glorify God by declaring the witness that goes to Jesus Christ. In this particular element, at this particular time, Jesus is getting ready for the ascension. The ascension marks a significant turning point in the life of the church because it is after the ascension that the Holy Spirit is going to be poured out on the church, and the church is going to effectively take the reins of ministry that Jesus Christ has established for the church. It's really kind of cool if you think about it, how it all comes together. You know, he does his teaching, he lays his life down, he resurrects, now he's going to ascend, and after his ascension, the Holy Spirit's going to fall out, come upon people, and it's, you know, we're going to see that in Acts chapter 2. But the disciples have something in mind. They have a thought. They have this idea of how certain things are supposed to be. It is worth noting both eschatologically now and eschatologically back then. Everybody thought they knew how the Messiah was going to come, and then they thought, well, the Messiah is going to come. He's going to deliver us from Rome. And everybody now thinks they know how the Lord's going to come. And if you think it's any different, you're really kind of being dishonest, because back then they thought they got it and they didn't. Now we think we get it, and I'm not sure we do. So the disciples ask a question that would not be that bizarre for them to ask, because they have a particular mindset. Is all this going to happen now? Now, prior to this, in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, really 2, 3, 4, and 5, I should say, the scripture says that Jesus showed himself alive by many proofs, and that after his resurrection, he was with the disciples for 40 days. Isn't that funny? 40 days, same amount of time he was in the desert. He was in the temptations, and same amount of time by years that Israel was in the desert. There's a lot of connection to that 40. I will give credit where credit is due when the book was written about the purpose-driven life, and Rick Warren, he said 40 has a lot of significance. He's right. It does. I mean, there's a lot of things in 40 that are kind of like, oh, that's fascinating stuff. Well, it's 40 days after the resurrection now. The ascension's going to come. 40 days that Jesus was in the temptation. 40 years the children of Israel were in the desert. Okay, got it. So now they've got the proofs. Jesus spent a lot of time with them. Okay, this is what's going to happen. This is where we're going. And the disciples asked this question, a similar question to you and I, what we would ask. Now? Now, Lord? Now? Because they're still hanging on to the idea that Jesus in his redeeming, Jesus in his messiahship, Jesus in his helping and saving, that he is still going to deliver them from this Roman oppression, and they're thinking that the restoration of the kingdom of Israel is going to come like under King David, because Jesus is a descendant of King David, and they're going to rule and they're going to reign, and this whole thing's going to be over. That's what they're looking for. And many of us are looking for these preconceived ideas and notions that we have grown up with in tradition, church tradition too, thinking that the Lord's going to do it this way, or it's going to happen this way, or this is now it's time for this. And it's like, well, they were wrong, and they spent 3 years with Jesus. I'm trying to figure out why we're right, and they're wrong. And don't say, well, it's because we got the scripture. They had the scriptures in the Old Testament. Jesus never at any point invalidated that. And then Jesus does say in verse 7, it's not for you know the times or the seasons. And I've actually had people say to me, well, it's not the times or the seasons, but we can know the range. What, are you just being daft to scripture? I think Jesus is being pretty clear here. That is not something you need to concern yourself with. We got work to do. There's an occupy until I come mandate. Like, okay. So they're like, now, and see, they're still looking for something different. So I'm going to ask you this question, because I'm so guilty of this, it's disgusting. I fit right into this being born and raised Jewish. I'm so guilty of this. It's incredible. I'm always looking for that something different. Well, are you going to do this now? Okay, well, now that we've gone through this, are you going to do this now? Is it time for this? I don't do it any different than they did it. You don't do it any different than I do it. Okay, well, is that going to change? Or now do I get this? Or now are we going to see this? Or now does this happen? Do I get a break now? Can I pay rent plus now? Can I get a car that actually drives now? Can I get a job that I like now? That now thing? Man. Okay, well, now that we've gone all through this and we've seen all the teachings and we understand all this stuff, now? Huh? Now? It does remind me a little bit of, you know, driving in the car. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Like, now? You know, it's like, we do this. And you know what Jesus said? He goes, not for you to know. I don't want to hear that. Okay, we should want to hear it. Sometimes I don't want to hear it. Okay, well, Jesus says, it's not for you to know. It's not for me to know. I don't get to know. It's not for you to know. Well, how am I supposed to handle that, Lord? How am I supposed to, it's not for me to know and get through that? And then the Lord tells us, you're supposed to trust me. Well, I know, but I wanted the blueprint. Well, I never promised you the blueprint. I promised I'd show you how to read it, but I never promised you the whole print. Like, oh, come on. And I think what happens is in our minds and in our spirits, we have this idea of what God is or isn't going to do or should have or shouldn't do, whatever. I mean, however that works for you. And it's like the Lord's telling us, no. And this is what they wanted, what the disciples were hoping for, this restoration of the kingdom of Israel. This wasn't something bad. They were trying to get out of Roman oppression. Okay. And they were like, okay, is it going to happen now? We're going to take care of this now? And Jesus is like, yeah, you don't got to know that. Well, we just spent 3.5 years with you. We want to know that. Yeah, but you don't need to know that to be my disciple. That's the same thing that happened between Peter and John. I was not going to say it, but now I am, because I just can't get it out of my brain. So, you know, got Peter and Peter's, you know, listening to Jesus, and Jesus tells them, dude, they're going to take you where you don't want to go. Somebody's going to dress you the way you don't want to get dressed. And scripture says it was speaking of Peter's crucifixion, how he was going to die. And then Peter turns and looks at John and looks at Jesus. Well, what about that guy? And Jesus is like, what is that to you? You do what you're supposed to do. And that's what the Lord wants from us. You can say now all you want. And God's answer more times than not is it's not for you to know. You don't need to know that. I have this sense that what we need to know, the Lord tells us. And what we don't need to know, he doesn't tell us. I don't want to admit it, but I think it's true. If you need to know it, I think the Lord will tell you. If you don't need to know it, then he won't. But that's part of the, okay, well, I'm going to have to trust you. Whatever this is, thing that's going to happen, you're going to pour your spirit on me, I'm going to be a witness. I don't know what any of that means, but all right, let's go. Let's keep going, because you're the Lord. You're God, and I'm following you. We got to run in that. That's the thing we should be running in. Now, who knows? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break, then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
When it comes to what the Bible teaches, you have two choices: embrace what it says or rationalize it away. This is Jim Garlow. It's what we do, isn't it? We embrace what the Bible teaches, or we rationalize it, ignore it, hoping it'll go away. But what I'm advocating is standing up and fighting for what you believe. Admittedly, you have to pick your battles. Some things just aren't worth defending. But your faith, your family, your freedoms, they are worth defending. When what God has ordained and established is diminished, when you're being forced to compromise, stand up. Government-funded abortions, injustice, misinformation, lies. When I speak of truth and justice, it's not based on your definition or on mine. It's a definition that has to be based on God and His Word. Be well-versed in what the Word actually says at jimgarlow.com. When it comes to what the Bible teaches, you have two choices: embrace what it says or rationalize it away. This is Jim Garlow. It's what we do, isn't it? We embrace what the Bible teaches, or we rationalize it, ignore it, hoping it'll go away. But what I'm advocating is standing up and fighting for what you believe. Admittedly, you have to pick your battles. Some things just aren't worth defending. But your faith, your family, your freedoms, they are worth defending. When what God has ordained and established is diminished, when you're being forced to compromise, stand up. Government-funded abortions, injustice, misinformation, lies. When I speak of truth and justice, it's not based on your definition or on mine. It's a definition that has to be based on God and His Word. Be well-versed in what the Word actually says at jimgarlow.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Again, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Good way to go about that. Got a lot of things taking place that are up and coming. Like we said, we have The Case for Christ. Lee Strobel going to be on the show the second hour on Thursday. Pastor Chris Gordon going to be on the show as a guest next week. We've got Sam going to be returning relatively soon. I could use some prayer for my dog. My dog has not been doing as well as one anticipated. He did get better from that one really bad thing, but now he's into kind of something else that's not doing well. And so, just a little bit of prayer. I it's just kind of one of those things when you have a dog and it's like you can't do much for him. But, you know, we'll pray for him and see what the Lord has in mind. There are a few other things that are up and coming that I'll be telling you about. We have some people that are going to be co-hosting with me. What? Co-hosting. I'm going to try a couple of different things along those lines. Before we do anything else, though, let's wind this particular show down with our Facebook post. It's an interesting one, kind of a challenging one, called Know It, and Then God Will Show It. When I first read this, I was like, is that accurate? And then I went into the NIV Study Bible and read the notes on the Study Bible, and through the Study Bible, it was good to know that I wasn't losing my mind. So I felt good about that. So anyway, here it's called Know It, Then God Will Show It. John chapter 20, verses 8 through 9 says this: Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. But they still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. So this is Peter and John going to the tomb, and John gets there. He's the other disciple. He goes inside, or he looks inside, and he believes. He went inside, he saw, and he believed. But they didn't quite understand from Scripture yet that Jesus had to rise from the dead. But they went and looked at the tomb, and guess what? The tomb was empty. So they believed. And in believing, they established that genuine faith that Jesus resurrected, but they didn't yet get that from Scripture yet. They knew it happened. They were looking at it. And as they're looking at it, they're like, oh, man, that dude is not there. He should be dead. He should be lying down. He's not. He's up. What is going on? After they understood that Jesus resurrected, they were able to see throughout Scripture that Scripture had declared that all along. That's not abnormal. That's not weird. That's nothing bizarre at all. It's sometimes you catch something that the Lord will teach you, and then the Lord will reinforce it in His Word for you and I to understand its validity and for you and I to approach it and to have application in it. I remember when I was a young Christian and still trying to get my way through Scripture, didn't really know a lot. And I remember when I'm asking the Lord, what are the things that I need? And the Lord showed me through a dream and through talking to somebody else, I needed to have more faith that God was going to do wonderful things. It wasn't long after that that the Lord showed me in Scripture that faith was a necessary component. He was trying to teach me, and then he's trying to solidify it in me. Sometimes you'll see that the Lord will show you something, and you're like, I don't know, da, 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 da. And then you see it in Scripture, you go, oh, man, I get it now, wow. That's a method that God uses for teaching. My reservation in talking about that, you might be thinking, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, my reservation in talking about that is typically you will see it in Scripture first, and then you will kind of go to it and embrace it. But that is not always how it works. Sometimes the Lord will show you. Sometimes the Lord will teach you, and then the Lord will reinforce it through Scripture. This is exactly what happened to John. This is exactly what happened to the disciples. They saw the resurrection because there was no body. There's nothing in the tomb. And as they grew in their understanding and knowledge of the Lord revealed to them how that theme, that truth, is all throughout the book. Sometimes you get to know it, and then God will show it to you. What he teaches you personally, he will most often, if not always, confirm through his word. Listen, the word is the plumb line. The word is the standard. Not somebody standing up in a church and saying, yea, thus saith the Lord. The word of God is the standard. But there are times, and when I say but, I don't mean on the other hand. Along with that, there are times where the Lord will show you something and then walk you through it in Scripture. So it can just be burned into you so you know that what you taught was from the Lord, were taught was from the Lord, and he has affirmed it to you through his Scripture and solidified it in you. That's not weird. That's not abnormal. That's called having a relationship with God through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. That's not weird. That's our faith. Our faith is not about following religious customs. It's about engaging with God. I mean, he doesn't just do it one way, or if he did everything one way, the majority of people would never connect. The Lord reaches people where they're at, and he knows what they need to be reached, and he reaches them because he loves them. Sometimes you get to know it, and then you get to see it in the passages. It's great, wonderful thing. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Got to take a 22-hour break. Then we're going to come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.